This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris. American combat forces are due to withdraw from Iraq's cities by the end of the month. U.S. commanders are worried there may be a spike in violence after they pull out. They hope the Iraqi army will be able to maintain relative peace, but as NPR's J.J. Sutherland reports from Baghdad, in some neighborhoods, people are not only afraid of insurgents, they're afraid of the Iraqi army itself.
The scars of the sectarian war are everywhere in the Sunni neighborhood of Fadl. It seems that each building is marred with dozens of bullet holes. Fadl is poor, very poor. Even before the war, it had a reputation as a haven for gangsters and criminals. During the vicious conflict between Sunnis and Shiites in 2006 and 2007, it was ground zero.
Yeah, you check that where there? Near, now, where the car? Mm-hmm. Over there. They used to drop bodies.
This short, slightly stocky man gives his name as Abu Fatma al-Ansari. A truck used to come daily to pick up the bodies.
Because all the night the dogs eat the bodies.
The Shiite bodies. Fadl was home to Sunni death squads that would kidnap Shiites, bind them, often torture them with electric drills, then shoot them in the back of the head. The Shiites would do the same in retaliation. That all changed about a year ago. American-backed militiamen, called the Awakening, or Sons of Iraq, pushed out al-Qaeda and other Sunni extremists who were using Fadl as a base of operations. On a street corner inside Fadl, a crowd of men and children gather around the first Western civilian they've seen in years. The whole area is crumbling. The street is so cracked and broken, it's more dirt than asphalt. The sunset sends perfectly circular beams of light through the myriad bullet holes and metal awnings that hang precariously over the sidewalk. Among the crowd in this day is Munir Al-Qaisi. He's a blacksmith.
Of course it's much better here. A huge difference between then and now, like the difference between ground and the sky.
He says the key to the change was the American Army.
The American Army gets the credit because it supported the Awakening and helped get rid of the armed groups and al-Qaeda. To be frank, without the American Army, we would not have controlled them.
The Americans no longer have a base in Fadl now. They come in occasionally to check up on the Iraqi army, but for the most part, they're gone. The Iraqi army is in charge, and the Sunnis here are scared. Ahmed Abdul Rahman is one of them.
Now we feel worried. If the Awakening leaves here, we would be worried. We were sleeping safely, walking safely, but now we are scared.
What do you think of the Iraqi security forces? Do you think they'll be able to protect you?
No, they are not a patriotic army. They have no loyalty to the country. Their loyalty is to political parties, to Iran.
Meaning Shiites, who lead Iran and the current Iraqi government. The Iraqi army is also overwhelmingly Shiite, and the people of Fadl are afraid the army will go after the Sunni Awakening. The former leader of the Awakening here in Fadl was, by all accounts, corrupt and violent. He extorted money, he raped women. Iraqi and American forces arrested him a few months ago, but not without a gunfight. The new Awakening leader is better, the people here say, but they worry that with the Americans gone, the Iraqi army will go after him too. Lieutenant Basim Abbas is the local army commander. When told that people are worried about a return to sectarian violence now that the Americans are gone, he has this response.
This is not true, not true. We have full military power, so we have control over the situation here. Anyone who says such a thing, we will detain him.
Though he does acknowledge that the American pullout makes his job harder.
For sure, the withdrawal adds suffering, because they are power not to be taken lightly. I mean, when you needed them, they used to be available. Just their presence in the street meant a lot.
J.J. Sutherland, NPR News, Baghdad.